como un perro realengo.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming out to our final podcast for our Chicano X and Latin X study course. My name is Manuel Villaseñor Villasanti, and today I bring you a story that isn't just personal, but it's very deep to me too, because I'm going to be interviewing my mom. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, my name is Caroline Villasanti Villneder.
Thank you so much for introducing yourself. In this course, we've learned that immigration is never just about movement. It's about discipline, survival, racism, labor, and resistance. Testimonio gives us a way to understand these truths, not just from textbooks, but from the voices that actually live them. So today, I have the privilege of speaking with Caroline Villasanti Villneder, who came to the United States from Paraguay in what year approximately?
1988.
So 1988. Okay, thank you. Thank you for that. So let's get into it and then just start with these questions then. So how long have you been living in the United States for now? ¿Cuántos años ya has vivido aquí en los Estados Unidos?
Más de 30 años ya.
So more than 30 years. Wow, that's a lot. What do you remember most about your hometown or country growing up from?
La pobreza extrema en la que vivíamos.
Okay, poverty, a lot of it, living with it. Okay, what led you to come to the United States?
Vine con una familia americana que me ayudó a progresar en la vida.
Okay, an immigrant family that helped you get over here to the States.
Yeah, an American family.
An American family, we love that. Okay, and then did you
give me the opportunity to come in this country?
They did give you the opportunity to come to this country. So I know you came with them, but that journey was just correct, you by yourself, no family members or all that? No familia?
Right. No family member. No familia.
No familia.
Sola.
Okay, well, were there specific events that were going on in the time that influenced your decision to migrate over here?
Sí, la pobreza extrema que mi familia estaba pasando.
Okay, so it was just the poverty that you guys really were enduring, your family and you.
Yeah. Oh. Y era la oportunidad para ayudarlos a ellos.
Okay, yes, to be able to help back your family. We really love that. And then what were your expectations about life in the United States before you arrived?
Nada más pensaba como en la comida, en los lugares, en ver cosas diferentes que nunca había visto en mi vida.
Okay, so seeing new foods, trying new things, seeing like the American dream, you say, like, oh, big Hollywood, like different things,
New York. Disneyland,
yeah. Oh, going to Disneyland. Okay, no, that's really, really pretty, really pretty. How did U.S. policies such as immigration laws or foreign involvement in your home country affect your migration to be able to do that?
No me afectó directamente porque yo vine legalmente a este país.
Okay.
Entré con una visa de estudiante.
Okay, so you came in with a student visa that was able to help you just with the process.
Para estar 6 meses en este país y poder aprender inglés y ver si calificaba para ir al colegio.
Okay, wow. So we're seeing that of just be able, so then you could go to college and that out here and just keep on going with your education as well too. Okay, how was your racial or ethnic identity shaped your experience in the U.S.?
Cambió completamente porque era un choque cultural.
So you just felt like
me sentía perdida.
lost? ¿Por qué te sentías like lost, perdida?
La comida, el idioma, todo era muy diferente.
Oh yeah, the food, going all that. Mm, the language. Yeah, the language. I bet was. How was that adjusting with
the
that?
The culture was very, very different.
Mm, yes. So just seeing a lot of big just change with that, and then have you experienced discrimination or racism since arriving? And like that, how can you dive into that? For us?
All the time. Because, you know, yo soy Latina, entonces me veían como menos.
Yeah, and how was facing that, dealing with, you know, that difference in that really affect you, like, change you with it?
Sí, era muy feo. Yo quería regresarme a mi país.
You wanted to go back to your... Yeah, I would, because... Think you're gonna get the American dream, but they're just treating you bad.
Yeah, no había ningún sueño americano. Siempre lo he dicho. Era trabajar muy duro para vivir en verdad una vida que siempre estaba atada a los biles, a pagar.
Pay bills. No, it was a lot. And then How has your racial or ethnic identity, you talked about that with it, but now can we talk about what kind of work have you done since arriving in the U.S.? What has been your focus with, you know, I know you have to pay a lot of bills and all that, but what jobs have you worked on and all that with it?
Empecé trabajando en restaurante y luego... Cambié mi rumbo estudiando y me fui a ser promotora de una compañía disquera. Trabajé como locutora, trabajé haciendo comerciales en la televisión, pero me enfoqué más en lo que es hospitality.
Hospitality a lot, but wow, you have really, so you were really a lot everywhere with it. Weren't you there as a radio promoter? Being an extra in some movies too, so you were living that little Hollywood life, weren't you? Enjoying it, right?
It was fun, yeah.
Well, we love that. Okay, and then working, like you just said, a lot also in waitressing, hosting, bus. Okay, and how just that too, you know, being Latina with the, how was that also shaped your experience with that, still doing that job and work?
It was nice. People are nice. Depend a lot on your attitude. I'm always have a nice attitude. Then I'm always funny, try to do my best.
And with that, do you feel your work is valued here in the United States as being, you know, Latina?
In my case, yes.
Why? Can you talk a little bit more about that? Why? Yes.
Well, because where I work, I make tips. Then, you know, depends a lot what I'm doing. Then, you know, I raise you guys. I'm a single mom who raised 5 children. And things of my job and the tips that I was making, I offer you guys a comfortable life.
Oh, well, yes, we love that. Thank you, Mom. Always showing me to put the hard work. We love it a lot. And going with that, how has your experience shaped the way you raise your family and connect with your culture with it too, being here in the United States?
Nunca perdí la cultura. Always, siempre, aquí en la casa todos hablar español. La cultura siempre vivía dentro de mí y se la pasé a mis hijos, todos.
Yep, siempre español en la casa. We have to be it. We had to know both, and Spanish was the first one. So we really love that. And thank you, Mom, for, you know, showing us that culture and keeping us still with that cultural. And with that, have you found or built community here, you feel? Or what roles does a community play in your life? Like, tienes la comunidad aquí. Which one is your Do you feel you have that here now and being in a different country?
Siempre fui muy independiente, entonces me adapté a todas las comunidades, no solamente a la hispana, sino a otras comunidades también.
Okay, we love that, connecting, you know, different things with it and, you know, just people and that. So let's just some closing thoughts now with it now. What do you wish more people understood about immigrants?
Que somos personas trabajadoras, honestas, y que lamentablemente a veces el sistema de justicia en este país puede fallar.
Yes, yes, those are very strong and beautiful words. And if you could go back, would you make the same decision to migrate back home?
No volvería a ser por ustedes, pero si en verdad no tuviera hijos, diría que fue la peor pesadilla de toda mi vida venir a este país.
Yes, I think us, especially the next generation, always saw that sacrifice our parents did do for us. So appreciate that, Mom. And, you know, if you did, we're going to do it again. It was going to be for us. So truly, truly love that. And then one last question. How do you hope your story will be remembered today?
Como una persona que nunca se rindió y lloró lágrimas de sangre por todos sus hijos.
Oh, well, we love that so much, Mommy. Gracias for being able to sit down with us with this little interview. Any final thoughts or anything you have for us?
God bless America.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Do we have time for some bonus questions? No, I don't think we have time for some. Oh, what last thoughts? Do we have any bonus questions for Caroline today? Let's see. Being here, your favorite amusement park now, being here for a while, what do you think is your favorite amusement park?
Todavía sigue siendo Disneylandia.
Disneylandia, I might have to take now the mom for her birthday for that one. We'll see if that's going to come for you soon, Caroline. We love you a lot, Mom, but thank you.
You too. Thank you, everybody. Muchas gracias.
And we'll be closing off. Thank you, everyone.
Let's go back to Paraguay.
Okay.